life's gone down the drain. Your body's wrecked with pain. There's just one thing to blame. Dynamite in the brain.
You are listening to Dynamite in the Brain anime podcast. I am Brian Smith, and as ever, over there is my co-host, Anthony Askew.
Hello.
And today we are joined by Leon Everett to talk the Space Adventure Cobra movie. Hello. Leon.
Hi.
Let's get down to it. This is what they say about the Space Adventure Cobra movie. In a universe swarming with inhabited planets and bizarre aliens, corrupt governments operate in the pay of star-spanning criminal syndicates, and the Justice Federation of United Galaxies places a price on the heads of hardened criminals. The highest bounty of all rests with the infamous Space Pirate Cobra, an unstoppable rogue whose left arm conceals a devastating psycho gun. That sounded about right to you guys.
That sounds ridiculous.
I believe
it's right, but it's...
I can't remember where I got it from. I think it's off the back of either the VHS or the DVD. Or it might be off the Discotheque release, actually. And directed by Osamu Dezaki. Screenplay by Cobra's creator, Buichi Terasawa, and Haruya Yamazaki. And animation director and character designer is Akio Sugino, who's a frequent Dezaki collaborator. And even in his 70s, he's still working. Last year, he was working on Young Blackjack.
Ooh. That's hardcore.
Okay. So, this is the first time I've ever seen it, but I believe you guys are bigger Cobra heads.
I've never seen him before.
You've never seen it either. Leon.
No.
How about you?
No, I saw it before when I was a kid. Recorded it off the Sci-Fi Channel.
You ordered it from there?
No, recorded it.
Oh, this is you ordered it from the Sci-Fi Channel.
Back in the day when you used to have a VHS player, you know, I just set it up because they used to play the anime at weird times and saw, oh, another anime, so you'd record anything, and this was one of them.
Huh.
Yeah, I knew people who had it on VHS, but I refused to watch it because I didn't like the look of it.
You didn't like the look of it?
No. What a fool.
Yeah. I've always kind of never got the Cobra hype. Like, people say, oh, he's a badass. And I was like, I don't like the look of him.
There you go. Same as me.
Like, I didn't like the look of him. Like, I just thought, yeah, he looks a bit daft.
What's wrong with him?
There's not... When you see him in action, there's nothing wrong with him. But on paper, in a photograph, in a drawing, it's like... He can't be badass. He looks too daft. You get the Captain Harlock and stuff, and then you see this guy, this buffoon.
That is the point, though, which unfortunately doesn't come across in this movie as to why he's got that face.
Oh,
that is the impression he's trying to give.
Oh, I see.
Because he's undercover. That is not his real face.
That's true.
So he's supposed to look, and he looks like the actor Jean-Paul Belmondo.
Let's have a look. Oh, I know exactly who. Yeah, he does. He does.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. So it's funny that I thought it was daft. I don't know. It's just something about the gun. That's why I think the synopsis sounds so silly. The gun on his arm, the psycho gun. I was like, oh. And then as soon as you see him use it in the film, it's like, this is pretty good. I can get behind this. Leading up to that, I wasn't looking forward to watch this.
So did you not see it when you were younger? Either?
No, I've never seen anything Cobra. I've seen images and I've people like, oh, he's a badass. Yeah, you should watch it. Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, He smokes a cigar and everything. That's ticking boxes, but until you see it.
Yeah, but the point is that he's supposed to look goofy because he was a space pirate and he went undercover, took that new face, wiped his memories, and then gets his memories back. That's in the TV series and in the comic. Here, he's already back as Cobra, but still with his old face. Or his new face, rather.
Because I assume the continuity is quite rough, but obviously, as I watched it as a kid, I didn't know about any of the backstory or anything like that. And in rewatching it again, and doing a bit of research, I was like, oh, there's a TV show, and like a manga, blah, blah, blah. So I assume this is set later on in that canon, like, roughly, but, like...
It's basically like a retelling of those stories. So the, a similar story happens in the TV series, but there's more points to it, and I've not seen far enough to actually tell you what the difference is, but the same characters are appear in the TV series as well.
Okay.
And obviously... Terasawa, big fan of Barbarella.
Yeah, well, that's super apparent. He's watching
all over this. And Dazaki is also trying to go for a Bond thing, particularly with the opening credits.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Naked women. Like, in balls, rotating balls and stuff.
Yeah, what you think are two moons going down behind the horizon. Turn out to be breasts. Surprise. So I watched a bit of the original Japanese and then I switched to the dub, because I will say this is a case where I think the dub is better, at least for Cobra's voice, than the original.
I think all the voices are really good, you know. I really do. Even the bad guy. Even the villain.
What, for the dub?
Yeah. The dub. Yeah, I didn't watch
it. Like, which dub did you guys hear?
The manga video.
Yeah, manga is the one I've only heard, yeah.
Whichever one was on the link.
Yeah. Yeah, someone's uploaded it on YouTube, so if you don't feel like paying that Blu-ray, Region 1 Blu-ray price,
how much you can watch a really crappy... expensive, is it?
Probably not, no. But I would need something which played a region A or whatever it is.
Effort.
Yeah, someone stuck it up there, so you can watch it in crappy VHS O-Vision.
Alright, it's kind of 720p.
Like, it says it is, you can't.
It
but
skips
like...
occasionally.
Yeah.
There's bits of static.
It looks like a glorious VHS there. Mm. It's like how your memories think of VHS. It's still got like lines and stuff at the bottom, but it's a bit crisper.
So I watched some of the subtitle one where it's Shigeru Matsuzaki as Cobra, who's a singer. I think you might. He does some of the songs for Katamari. And then he's done a few other anime, notably Neruma Daikon Brothers, where he's the main character, which fits there because that's a musical, so he does a lot of singing. But in this, it felt a bit like if they'd got Tom Jones to be James Bond in Thunderball. Like, you sang the song, have a go at doing the acting as well.
One thing that I did like with looking at the dubs, like how they've done it, so like with the Japanese voice actors and the streamlined dub for the sisters, they got like three different actresses for each voice, and for the manga one, they just save a bit of money, let's just hire one woman, get her to do a slightly different voice for each of the sisters.
See, I think that seems the right thing. Aren't they like identical?
Yeah, they're like split in three type thing. Yeah. So it works for me.
I didn't even realise they all had the same voice until the end. Correct.
Well, she's trying to do different voices, but it's like the very first one, Jane. I was like, oh, that's Lorelei King. I know that voice anywhere. And it's like the other voices are her trying to do a voice which doesn't sound like her voice.
But yeah, Cobra's voice is great.
Yeah.
Cheeky chappy.
It's, the guy playing him, John Guracio.
Right.
Somehow has two IMDb pages.
Oh, he's that big a deal.
He's that prolific.
What has he done? Is there anything that we'd be like, oh, he's done that? Or like anything we've seen?
His wiki page. See. Yeah, he's basically a guy who plays Americans in loads of British TV shows, because he's an American who lives in England.
Ah.
So, yeah, he's in Toast of London.
Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah, he's been
Which character is he in that?
He's in just one episode.
Oh, okay.
He was a character called Howard Bugowitz. Various video games. But on IMDb, it says somebody as... under the name that, and that guy's credits are basically only Cobra and the American voices for Bob the Builder. For when Bob the Builder's dubbed into American. So I don't know quite how he's ended up with two pages, or whether the person on Cobra was pretending to be him.
why would they kind of localize Bob the Builder? Why would the...
Come on, you know why.
Why?
Because over here, we're fine just to have, like, American voices or stuff, but over there, it's like, why are these English people talking?
Yeah, it's different terms of phrase as well.
Maybe. Yeah.
I guess so. Maybe, yeah. Okay. I'd love to watch an American dubbed episode of Bob the Builder. Oh, wow.
It's like, if something's got to be, gonna, like, not be dubbed or whatever, it's got to be super British. So, things like Downton Abbey and Harry Potter.
Oh, imagine they redubbed that. Redubbed Downton Abbey. Oh. Yeah, it makes sense, I suppose, but...
Especially for, like, kids' TV, where they just don't care.
So they got... so they had George Carlin for Thomas the Tank Engine and...
Really?
Alec Baldwin later on.
Really? You're lying. You're lying. Are you lying?
I got to stick that out.
You're lying, aren't you?
I'm not.
I genuinely don't know. Thomas, you're not lying.
I'm not lying, no.
That is crazy. Wow. Okay, that blew my mind. Oh, wow.
Right, yes. So the main characters are Cobra, Lady, or what's she? What's just
Jane.
Andromeda?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Crystal Boy, Crystal Bowie, or Lord Necron, as he is in the manga.
Did they ever call Crystal Bowie?
That makes it so much better. I think he's great anyway, but...
Yeah, he's an amazing character.
Yeah, the Dr. Manhattan of...
Yeah. Especially because when you first see him, he's just lounging around, like, getting mission updates.
He puts his hands through his own face.
Yeah.
You know he's serious business.
Well, he has, you know, the face palm. He actually puts his, like, his palm in his face.
And we've got
Jane
Royal, Catherine Royal, and Dominique Royal. The three royal sisters who all fall in love with Cobra one at a time. And at least I was pleased the film addresses how creepy it is that the subsequent ones, that Cobra's not entirely on board with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he should, in theory, only love the first one.
Yes.
If he's a good guy, which he is.
Which he is, yeah.
He's a good guy.
So, Anthony, were you a fan of it then, watching it for the first time?
There's times and points where I'm like, this is great. And then there's times where I'm like, oh, I just feel it's really long. It's not really long, but...
No, it's only an hour and a half.
I feel like... I don't know. Could there have been... Nah, there needs to be three sisters, but... Maybe it's just the pace in it. It's
I think the pacing is a bit off.
It's action to action to action. And then at times you think, I don't know, you feel like you get a bit bored of action. And then you think, actually, no, this is exactly what I want. So I'm kind of undecided. I really, really liked it. But at times I just felt I wasn't sure. But now looking back to earlier, I think, you know what, I did really like it. The soundtrack is spot on. I don't know whether you guys felt the same, but I feel the soundtrack is... just perfect.
I've never known this, but like that's an alternate one that manga just put on there with was it the group Yellow, is it, where it's like all this smooth jazzy music. I never realized that was just for that dub.
That sounds right. Yes,
yeah,
something along those lines.
But it is pretty funny because some of it just doesn't fit and a lot of it just ends up fitting, but I actually quite like it.
There's some, like, the tense moments where he's fighting against Crystal Boy. And it's really tense when he's fighting against, like, the first fight, and the music's just perfect for it. Then there's a bit where the snow gorillas are flying through the space to, like, disco music.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's weird, and then you kind of accept it. Like you say, so...
Were you disappointed like I was when it turned out to be gorillas?
Yeah.
Because when it cuts to the disco scene, There's like guys with like beards and like they look furry, so I thought they were gonna be the space gorillas. I was like, oh, these guys are pods.
Yeah.
And they weren't. They weren't animals.
No. My favorite bit with the space gorillas, though, was when they take their helmets off.
Yeah.
And Cobra goes, that, yeah. Wow, you're women. They'll be wearing skin tight costumes the entire time.
I thought you were going to say the bit that creased me in the film, because I knew it was coming, is when he's under the snow and they say, watch out, it's a grenade fuse. And I knew it was going to be a cigar. And I was like, this is the best humor. Because it's really funny. Cobra is just full of wisecracks. He's a top guy. How was I misled to thinking he was silly?
Like, yeah, I'm in the same situation. No, this is my first encounter with Cobra. But...
Oh, man. He's like Lupin and Golgo rolled into one.
Yeah.
And a bit of Gorgo Midnight Eye in there as well.
Well, yeah. Probably the other way around with that.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Anything else we want to go through?
I'm trying to think of the story. Like, there's...
So basically, these three sisters are the last surviving people from, what's the planet called? I can't remember now.
Mirus.
Okay.
Is it Mirus or Mira?
Sounds about right. Yeah. And, Basically, Lord Necron, Crystal Boy, wants to take over this, get control of this planet so he can blow it up and kill everything within that galaxy.
Because the planet moves, doesn't it?
Yeah.
We find out later it's actually an asteroid that they've got rockets in or something and can move around. So you can use it to blow up systems or something.
And apparently,
which I don't quite understand.
Yeah, if these three sisters all fall in love with the same man, they'll all merge into one single being.
Yeah. Providing the one they fall in love with first. Because they mentioned that if that one falls in love with somebody else first, then we'll fall in love with that guy. Is that right?
I don't remember
that
bit.
I'm sure it's an order, because the reason... Catherine. The reason she's in love with David Bowie is because she's obviously mind controlled. That's why the love of him doesn't then roll onto the other two.
They only get the other love when the other one dies, though. It wasn't like Dominique was in love with Cobra until Jane dies. Spoiler alert for.
And I tell you what, they are not afraid to kill people in this
34-year-old film. No, I thought if they all fall in love with the same one, they become one. Otherwise, it's just the surviving one.
Ah, okay. Maybe I was overthinking the love square.
You put more thought into the love than
I did. I wanted more love.
But basically, they can't control the planet until there's just one of them. Mm-hmm. And so Necron's plan is to seduce Catherine, whereas Jane was apparently hoping that they'd all fall in love with Cobra.
Yeah,
because it's either a case where his plan was to kill the other two, so there's one left that he can control it, while Jane's was that they fall in love so that none of them have to die and then they can control it. And
which
that's why she... that's why she says later on that you have to kill Catherine if need be, type thing, to stop her.
Turns out they would have all died anyway, whatever the end of the thing was.
Because they lie down... breast first on this control mechanism.
Yeah, and apparently the only worthwhile control is to blow the entire thing up.
Yeah, well, there's a thing, isn't there, where it's like you can use it, you can only use it once or something.
Is it once they've keyed in the coordinates, it's locked in to do that or something?
Yeah, so the reason why she does that is because she can't change the coordinates, so you've just got to self-destruct it.
Yeah.
The thing I really love about this is like it's all like convoluted, and they just have characters just be super didactic about what's going on. Like the exposition in this is amazing. It's like one of my favorites, which is spoilers for Jane being stabbed. But it's like sister stabs her, and as she's falling to the ground, she says, oh no, you've done this. Well, that means this is going to happen and this can't happen. Like, as she's falling to the ground, she's giving us information about the universe.
And giving Cobra this information as well.
Yeah. It's brilliant.
Yeah, so when Jane dies, her love for Cobra goes across the galaxy into her sister Dominique, who then suddenly falls in love with Cobra.
Which is a cool scene when he's, like, frozen in the ice and somehow he manages to get out and, like, he's punching the ground of the ship and he breaks through. That is awesome. I was assuming it was powered by the love.
Yeah.
I hope.
Yeah.
Love will prevail. Yeah, I'll tell you what, there's some bits that probably aren't meant to be funny that do, in fact, turn out funny. The mad monk at the start, his flying head.
Yeah,
it's got,
yeah,
like, a little fly sound, like a little blue bottle. It's like Slimer as well. He's like flying around like Slimer. And he's getting punched. And it's weird. It's like there's so many ridiculous things, but you just accept it and you love it.
Well, there's just great bits what's it called? Lord Necron. And he's like, when he's fighting Cobra for the first time, he's like, you can't kill because I am Death Cobra. You can't kill Death Cobra.
No, then he's on fire.
Yeah.
He goes on fire and I don't.
Like I was saying before, and Jane's stabbed by Catherine, so, and as Jane's dying, like, you can't love him, he's evil. there's brilliant lines, like when they're telling us, when it's the scientist guy who's like the AI or whatever,
yeah,
who's in the bubble, when he's like recounting the story, I think it's him or maybe it's the last sister, but he's recounting the story, and it's like, the planet was going to be blown up, but the queen knew and she sent off the fetuses and cryogenically into the safety of deep space. Like, what?
I assume this is all stuff which is passed out slower in the comic and the TV show.
Yeah, it feels like it. Because there's so many like information dumps at just weird times.
Oh, this could go over 26 episodes. I feel it would be drawn out, but I feel there's a lot.
I think
of
the
content.
TV show's even longer than that.
Really?
It's just this scenario.
I don't know if it's just that story though.
Oh my gosh!
50 episodes.
Oh man, that'd be amazing.
Like, we don't even get to see Lord Necron until episode 20.
He would be the best. He is a damn good villain. I don't quite. I think his plan could be a bit better, but he is a good villain. I just like his voice. I like his everything about him when he's just stood there in the cloak, and then he's invisible, and he's a good-looking guy for a villain. I mean, like he looks good.
The thing that's quite interesting, like, obviously I saw it when I was younger on Sci-Fi Channel. One thing that always stuck with me is that I always assumed it would be higher rated because of, like, it's not got loads of violence in it or anything, but there's a lot of, like, nudity in it and just, like, weird scenarios. And isn't it, like, rated a PG or something over here?
Is it?
And it's, like, something lower rated when I looked at it later. And, of course, like, what's all the deal with the star nipples and all that?
Oh, God, I forgot about the star
nipples. And I've never understood that. I know she's meant to be alien or whatever, but it's just, like, what? What's going on?
Well, one of them, there's a point where one of them doesn't have them. Like, she doesn't have the star nipples.
I think that's the last sister.
Yeah, so I think maybe they forgot or changed the mind or decided to then add it later. I don't know. I didn't have time, but...
Well, when you ride a Rapidash, you don't need star.
That thing... I don't get. Is that the one that. Is that Dominique's little flying thing?
Yeah.
Her psychic horse.
Yeah, well, it's 1 minute it's a horse and it's a coin. And that is such a crap thing. I think that is the least well thought. All the crazy ships and, like, designs that they could have used. And it's a coin. Or, like, just a disc that if. I don't know. I really feel they dropped the ball on that one. I really do. That's my only criticism.
Yeah, and he could have...
everything else is perfect.
But yeah, like yeah, I've watched it in years, and that it did stick me out. I thought it was weird, but I was expecting it to be because I've not really had nostalgia for it, but it's more of a thing, like, I remember enjoying it as a kid, and, like, I was expecting it to be like, oh, this is probably going to be terrible now, watching it all these years later. But, no, it's fun. Like, I think the pacing's a bit off, but, yeah, it's just fun. It's fun. It's a fun enough adventure. Mm. Like, I would probably, obviously, as a artifact of its time, I would, like, would recommend it to somebody who wanted to watch, like, a weirder, different anime from a from the 80s, I would say, yeah, give it a go, because it, yeah, it's interesting, and there's so many different aspects of it working together. So you've got all the influences of, like, Western sci-fi, and, like, the serials and stuff, which, like, influence Star Wars, and you've got a lot of that in there. You've got, like, sort of newer anime, which is, like, borrowed elements, or at least use the same references. But it, yeah, you've also got, like, sort of cool villain and this weird story. Like, it does feel like you are getting a bit, like, it feels like an adaptation of a bigger story, which it is. But you sort of get that feeling because there's loads of, unexplained cool things in there. Like, with his robot arm and stuff. Like, there's a lot of, like, it feels like there's a deeper story in there, and what you're getting is, like, the surface. But, yeah, I would recommend it. It's fun and silly, and, like, yeah, the score...
I tell you what, there's some tracks on that score that I genuinely want to track down. It's like Blade Runner. Like, some of them feel straight out of Blade Runner, and this is the anime Blade Runner. This is Deckard. This isn't Cobra. This
is, I'm curious if it was stuff Yellow made specifically for it, or whether
they
just...
I think in the end titles, I don't know if they're made specifically for it. I mean, they probably just grabbed a bunch of tracks, but it's weird because the end titles show, like, all of the songs are done by elements of Yellow, but the way it is, I think there's two main members and then a third member who joins later. Mm-hmm. And most, like, in the end credits, it does a bunch of the songs done by Yellow, and then it says five more songs or something done by one of the main guys of Yellow and that third guy, and then it had some extra songs which I think they did not as Yellow. So yeah, it's a bit confusing, but I don't know if they created anything original for it.
No, because they used to be all over soundtracks in the 80s, weren't they?
So I've never heard, I'm looking at them now on Wikipedia, I've never heard.
You've probably heard their music though.
Yeah, I like this a lot. I would like to dig deeper into,
well,
it all.
Yeah, the TV series, slightly different plot. Crystal Boy is eliminated before they even meet Dominique, so.
What?
So in the TV series, Crystal Boy is taken care of even before Dominique has shown up on the scene.
Right.
And then he goes in. You still get your snow gorillas.
Oh, good.
So they are spelt G-O-R. I-L-I-A-S in this wiki synopsis.
Is that a Nadia girl still there?
I believe so, yes.
She's like Daryl Hannah from Kill Bill.
Yeah.
I would love to see Tarantino do a corporate film. It'd be great.
Her real name is Sandra. For some reason, Manga Entertainment changed that to Nadia. Maybe it sounded more exotic to UK ears. Sandra doesn't sound very exotic.
Well, 31 episodes is the clock in, shall we say.
Yes, the ultimate villain is Lord Salamander.
Oh, he ain't as good as Bowie.
Lord Salamander.
I'll tell you who else we don't care enough of in this. Is it Lady in the original?
Lady Armoroid.
Yeah, like, she's like Silver Chariot from JoJo's.
She feels like she... must have a bigger part in the manga and the show, because it feels like she's a bigger character, and in this she's got tiny bits.
Yeah,
she's basically just the pilot.
Yeah, she's Cobra's best friend, really.
Yeah.
Not even a love interest. Poor girl.
Though she does, like, was it, is it sort of the funeral for Jane, where she's just going on the organ?
I thought she was healing him at that point. Like, it makes sense now that she's just playing music, but I thought it was some weird, like, healing device.
Why does he have an organ on the ship?
I don't know.
He's a space pirate. He's probably got a lot of stuff he's taken from other ships.
Why is he wanted to such a degree? Because he's not doing anything bad.
He used to be a really bad space pirate.
Like, bad as in rubbish or bad as in...
No, as in doing a lot of it and being really good at it.
See, I would love to see, like, he's a badass anyway. But I would love to see, like, the dark side of Cobra.
Yeah, I don't think you really see that because it's basically, at the start, it's Total Recall where he's...
Oh, okay. Why has he changed his spots? Why is he?
I can't remember if they really get into it at the start or not. And obviously, a good deal of the series is people from his past. He's got to take care of.
Yeah. Let's see.
They could have done a crossover with Cowboy Bebop.
Oh, that would be perfect.
That would be perfect. Spike versus Cobra.
So it's too late. We've already recorded the crossover episode.
Oh, we did, didn't we? Yeah. We could do. That is endless entertainment.
It is. Yeah.
Crossover stuff is just our fanfic episode. Oh, man. Yeah, he's a good guy. Even though he wears like a single coloured tight suit, he pulls it off well.
Yeah,
future cosplay right there.
I did order a Psycho gun once, but then I cancelled the order because the pound dropped against the yen, and I was like, I can't afford that Psycho gun anymore.
Are we talking like 2 weeks ago?
No.
No, that's when you were talking about.
He wasn't thwarted by Brexit. No, it was an earlier drop.
How much was it? Because it strikes me as...
It was quite cheap. It was the cheapest possible Psycho gun. You can get really expensive ones. But it was around the time of the most recent series.
Oh, okay, okay.
Because there's been modern OUAVs and TV series. I think they're on Crunchyroll still.
Yeah.
Yeah, see what
Psycho... There's one here that looks terrible. It's £50 and it's... like a red, white, and blue, rather than the single blue. Unless that's a original of the manga or something, I don't know.
Maybe different colours.
Yeah. It looks pretty good, actually. Hey, that's a future cosplayer there, I'm telling you. I bet it'd be quite easy to do.
Yeah.
Splash out for the gun.
It's got to be in decent enough shape to wear that
costume. Oh, well, then. Oh, no.
Would any of you guys be tempted to actually watch the rest, like the animated series?
I would, yeah. I've seen some of the TV show when it was getting fan-subbed. I've not ordered the right stuff release. Let's see how much that's going to cost us. DVD. Cobra. Oh, this is Sylvester Stallone Cobra. Which one do you prefer, this Cobra or that Cobra?
Thing is, it's like everything. I watch a lot of stuff for this, and I think, oh, I would love to watch more or watch the rest of this, blah, blah, blah. I never get the time. Like, why can't this have been out when I was a kid? I know it was the film, but why can't the series have been out?
Yeah. I would have probably been too young to be allowed to watch it, I guess.
Yeah, possibly. That's not that vital. It's like... There's no blood.
Yeah. I mean, our friend Ivan got to watch it as a kid, so...
Oh, did he?
Yeah, in France.
Ah. What's it called in France? Has it got, like, a really funny name?
It's probably just called Cobra.
Oh. What am I thinking of? Nicky Larson.
Yeah, that's Sea Hunter.
I always remember Ivan's panel vividly.
Yes.
Like, when the descriptions of it all.
And the great thing is, a YouTube channel now with, like, all those theme songs on in great quality.
Oh, wow.
It looks like it's like £30 for half a series. They're doing them as box sets.
Is that region 2?
Region 1.
Oh, okay.
DVD, not Blu-ray.
Cross off any region. You want to say again, sorry?
It's DVD, not Blu-ray, so you'd be fine playing it, I guess.
I suppose.
It's very cheap on French DVD, though. Part 1 is £7.43.
What? There's only two parts?
I guess, yeah.
Oh, gosh, that is cheap.
Yeah, 4 DVDs in each set. Version Française.
down the Cobra rabbit hole asking.
I know, that's what I'm worried about, because I feel I could get lost in reading about it, and like, there's not a great deal to read, I would imagine, because is there a big like Cobra wiki or something?
I don't know. I mean, the comic's been going since the 70s.
It's still ongoing?
I don't know. There's supposed to be a live-action thing coming.
I did see that.
But that's been supposed to be coming for 6 years now, so...
Yeah, Wikipedia says for the original comic, that was 18 volumes from 78 to 84. But it says it came out in Weekly Shonen Jump.
Yeah.
So maybe it's not that at all.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, Violence Jack used to be in Weekly Shonen Jump. So.
Different really? Times. Different
yeah,
times.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really pleased we'll watch this. It's opened a new window on life. I've learned a lot from Cobra.
You now know not to fear goofy men with the...
Yeah, yeah, I had a bad stereotype with goofy men. Yeah. I was afraid of. See, I mean, other characters in his position, they would make like threesome jokes. You know what I mean? With the sisters.
Yeah.
Like, I can imagine other goofy characters of this time or of anime just making like a threesome joke. He doesn't. He's a gentleman.
Yeah, he's like, when they transfer their love to the other sister, he's kind of like, well, yeah, I was in love with the other sister, not you.
So, he does have that weird thing at the beginning when Jane is like, done whatever after they've parted ways and been shot at and stuff, and she's had a shower, and she's laying on the bed, and she's having a drink. Yeah. And then he's just sat on a roof spying with his little...
Flicking a Zippo.
Yeah, flicking a Zippo. And gets a call and says, like, you going to come over for that drink? And then the way he gets it, he just throws off his cloak. Doesn't wrap it up, throws his cloak into the wind. He's got a jetpack on for some reason. And it's like, flies towards her for the booty call. But then, as he's flying, I'm thinking, is he going to slow down or is he going to smash through that window? And then the window smashes, and I thought, that wasn't him, was it? And then it's the monk's head. But it's like, that did crack me up. Like, what was he doing?
I know the part of the story is that he knows that someone's going to get her.
Yeah.
But I like to think he doesn't, and he's just there waiting for that moment.
But where's his call? I'm cold.
He is so ready for it. I never even considered that. But...
He's got a very unnecessary pair of sci-fi binoculars as well.
Yeah.
Is that in the snow world?
Yeah, which are like completely flat, so they're like a DVD case, and then he holds them up to
and
his
then
eyes.
The ends flick up to be like the view.
To be honest, it's like a Swiss Army binoculars. It's like you could put that in a wallet.
Yeah.
So I think it's pretty clever. But how he doesn't hear them coming. Because that's when he gets hit over the head with the space gorillas.
Oh, when he tells all the space gorillas, how many of us are going to die doing this? Oh, we're all going to get out of this. Minutes later.
No one dies.
For a count as well.
When they're in the back of the truck. And it's not even like... The way they talk about it is so, like, cold. It's like, how many died? How many of us have died? It's more like, how many of you have lost? We've lost five. Like, they're just like points or something, or weapons. Yes.
One should be bad enough, Cole. One should be bad enough.
But he bet that we were going to lose none.
He did. Lost his money.
And then after Nadia dies, just all the other gorillas just leap to their deaths.
I do love when it's when Nadia is like it's Lord Necron, he's coming, and she's like, oh, him, I'm gonna fuck him up because I'm gonna be the first one to do it. And then also, they're screaming, and then all the rest of the remaining gorillas are like, okay, we've just seen her get taken down, we can do it.
Her mistake was going one at a time.
Yeah. Let's surround him.
Tell you what, when he goes to the prison to get Catherine, I love that bit where he's diving through the glass into the different cells and stuff, and there's a bit where he's run past the cells and has changed into the different inmates and stuff. It looks great. I've got a lot of love for this, although I was kind of unsure when I was watching it. I would like to see it again. I'd like to watch it as a group. I think it'd be a funny watch.
Yeah, I could see it being rewatched, but I would put it on 1.25 speed on YouTube or something. Speed it up a little.
Yeah, that could be worth a go.
I think it'd be enjoyable that way.
Chipmunk voices.
That's 1.5.
Yeah, obviously, Cobra is probably the best option for the monk. He's another guy. Difficult to do Crystal Boy.
Oh, just for cosplay you're talking?
Yeah, Crystal Boy. Ah. Difficult to get to work out to become see-through.
There'll be a way. There'll be a way. Like, strap cameras to you and, like, LED screens that then project the image from behind
you. That'd be such an expensive cosplay.
I'm working on it as we speak.
Yeah, that's using technology that would essentially be the same stuff they do in Metal Gear Solid, where you've got
Stealth suits. Yeah. You'd be a genius if you could pull that
off. It's like, oh, what did you create? Oh, yeah, I created this, blah, blah. It's like, and you used it for cosplay.
I think you'd be killed by the CIA or something. I think if they were onto you being so advanced with something like that, you'd be maybe not killed or maybe just asked to join.
Yes, searching for Crystal Boy cosplay just gets me some character from Dota. That's cosplay.
It's not Crystal...
Crystal Maiden.
Yeah. Crystal Boy cosplay.
One question before we move on is... there's a bit where Cobra and Dominique are sitting on her Rapidash back-to-back. And she's saying, like, oh, I'm in love and blah, blah. And he's, like, saying, yeah, I was in love with your sister and all that. Then there's, like, a weird edit where, like, it cuts and then it's, like, a zoom in on the screen and he's sitting down again. Like, what? Is that just a weird...
Which weird... point? Because I'm intrigued.
It's the bit where they're back at hers and she's talking, she's basically trying to jump him, saying, yeah, like, I love you or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he's all like, no, it's all nice and everything, but I like Jane and how it's all weird. And then her, like, horse is there, but I think it might be in light mode, not fiery mode. And they're sitting on it back to back as he says, like, yeah, I understand. Like, he gets on board with it all. Uh-huh. And then it just cuts to the next scene. And I was thinking, what, did they hook up or something? Or,
I found out on that. Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's like, naked.
He's not naked, is he?
No, he's not. She is.
Yeah.
And he's, like, all curled into a ball. Like, he's upset with what he's done.
But yeah, I noticed that. I don't remember that from the original. I'm like, well, watching it as a kid. But yeah, I was like, did they just cut a bit out? Or is it transition of time, that they hooked up, like, what's going on there?
There's a director's cut, which is like 3 hours long, that we missed out.
Yeah, part of the PG thing is the Space Adventure Cobra, the Legendary Bandit video game for the Mega CD. Looking at the BBFC, they've got the Space Adventure Cobra as a 12.
Okay. I can accept star nipples for a 12. I think 12-year-olds can handle that.
I don't think they can. I was very... What if they get the wrong idea? Like, what if they think all...
Sex education's that bad?
Yeah, all female nipples are star. They'd be very disappointed.
And also, women don't have psychic horses.
That's true.
Disappointment all round. No.
Yeah. They should have told us this. But yeah, I did think that was weird. I was wondering if it was some sort of edit.
Yeah, the BBFC doesn't say it's cut, so but I suppose manga might have cut it before they submitted it.
Yeah. Which is... I remember the ignorance... The blissful ignorance being younger with, like, my anime shown on Sci-Fi Channel and Bravo and whatever, and BBC and Channel 4. And he just never realised how much those and other, like, Western movies were edited. You just had no idea about it.
Yeah.
Before, like, obviously VHS was still quite big, but those would even be edited, like... over here, we usually do it in the way where the home release is the edited one, where there's just the one in the cinema, if anything, has more in it. Well, I think in America, it's the opposite way around, where the one in the cinema is often edited, then they release like an unrated cut. But it is weird because I remember looking back on stuff older and realizing, oh, that was an edited version. Like I've never actually seen the thing properly. And that sort of changed as we sort of hit this internet age where you can sort of get your hands on anything.
Well, the big change was James Furman no longer being in charge of the BBFC. And so finally you have... there wasn't no longer a version of Enter the Dragon where Bruce Lee picks up the nunchucks and then runs away. Which is how it used to be edited. Because he really didn't like the idea that people were going to use nunchucks. They'd be influenced.
And they were.
They were, yes.
Yeah, they absolutely were. I have been influenced.
Yeah, everybody was kung fu fighting then.
Yes, it's true.
There was always somebody at school who had ninja weapons.
Oh, I've got it. I had nunchucks. I went to France and I bought some.
Yeah, but always bought from France as well.
No, was that really?
Yes. Quite often, flick knives were the other thing people would bring come back from France with.
I had a laser pen and stuff like that, but never a flick knife. And a kendo stick, I had a kendo. Well, I've still got all these things. I don't know why I'm pretending that I've been them.
You don't want people to know.
Yeah, I'm a secret.
About your weapon stash.
Yeah, just in case.
Yeah, you're right, it's PG on video. I've got the cover here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, I thought I remember it. Being so, and that's so weird, because it definitely would have had the star nipples and all the PG nudity.
Yeah, and there's bots everywhere.
Yeah,
there's bums all over. I mean, bums are apparently fine.
Yeah, well, there was nudity in Tenchi Muyo, and that was PG.
Yeah. Well, isn't PG worse than a 12 sometimes?
No,
worse than 12A.
No, but
12A is just for the cinema.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure
UPG 12, 15,
oh,
18.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
God, I've not had to think of certificates in years.
Yeah.
That takes me back. God. Yeah, good watch.
Good watch.
Suggest.
But now it's time for...
Have we got a quick game?
We've got a game, yes.
Yeah.
It is a game of Space Pirate or Sea Pirate. I'm going to give you the name of a pirate.
And you these are going to be One Piece people.
Tell me whether they operate in space or in the sea. So, Anthony, first up for you. Ryoko Hakubi.
From Tenchi Muyo, she's from space.
That is correct.
If I was wrong there. It's the worst, most embarrassing thing.
Okay, Leon, Marika Kato.
I'm going to say Sea Pirate.
No, she's from space. She's the lead character from Bodacious Space Pirates.
God, it's in the title.
Yeah. Anthony, yeah. Magno Vivan.
That's a One Piece name. That's Sea Pirate.
No, that's a space pirate. That's the... captain of the crew in Vandred.
Vandred, okay.
Okay, Leon, Mister.
Mister?
That's his name, Mister.
He's got to be a sea pirate.
No, he's a space pirate from Coyote Ragtime Show. Anthony, Lalako Godspeed.
Space.
That is correct. That is the mother from Space Patrol Luluco.
Ah.
Leon, Captain Harlock.
I'm going to take a random guess and say Space Pirate.
That is correct.
I wish there was a One Piece or something. That
was... Harlock spelt with like two C's. At the end.
Yeah.
Anthony, Emeraldus.
Space.
That is correct.
What from?
Queen Emeraldus and all the other Matsumoto things she shows up in.
Ah, right.
Leon, Mito Mitsukuni.
Space Pirate.
That is correct. She is from Space Pirate Mito. Anthony.
Yes.
Monkey D. Luffy.
Sea Pirate.
That is correct, yes. Leon, Captain Hook.
tricky, but I'm going to go with Sea Pirates.
That is correct. Anthony, Long John Silver.
Sea Pirates.
That is correct, from Animal Treasure Island. And Leon, final one for you. Pirate Queen Lukagi.
I'm going to go with Space Pirate.
No, Sea Pirate. She's from Gargantia on the Verdurous Planet. And last one for you, Anthony. You've already won, so it's just taking it home. Asemo Asuno.
Oh, that's a sea name. Sea Pirate.
No, a Space Pirate. He's from Mobile Suit Gundam Age.
Oh, that's why I don't know. Gundams don't exist on my radar.
You won 5 points to 3.
Boosh.
You are the Space Pirate expert.
Hmm.
Rightio. Leon, anything you want to plug?
Actually, check out my Twitter. I've got a music podcast coming soon, and which is twitter.com/LeonEverett. Got some music podcast coming soon. There'll be updates on there, and the guys I'm working with, like, sorting out all the other social media account stuff. So when I've got those, so they'll be up there. And check the YouTube channel that I take part in. I'm playing just fun games of co-op and multiplayer. It's YouTube Focus Fire Nerd.
Anthony.
Yes. When's this going out?
This is going out middle of August.
Oh, definitely after Amicon. Twitter is @AntAskYou. If you go to YouTube and search Adventure Bastards, watch the role player that I do. Twitch, because I'm hopefully going to maybe be streaming a bit, is twitch.tv/AntAskYou. Go follow, then you'll know if I'm streaming. That is it.
And I'm also on Twitter @awesome_engine. And if you listen to this podcast, why not listen to the other podcast, which is appearing in your feed, called Let's Go JoJo, where we review every weekly episode of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, along with all the other anime we've been watching this week. And who knows, by the time this comes out, Anthony may have caught up and is back on the show.
I know I'll have caught up with JoJo's, but I cannot guarantee anything else. Like, Berserk, from what I hear, I don't think I ever want to watch it.
Well, we're not watching that, so don't worry about that.
Good. I want to forget that's a thing. Because if it's as bad as what people say, yeah.
I suspect by the time this episode comes out, all we're watching is JoJo's Mob Psycho 100, Banania, Gomachan, and 91 Days. Oh, and Dragon Ball Super.
The first two and the last one is the ones I care about. From what I gather. I mean, I could be wrong with...
Not keeping up on Dragon Ball Super either.
I am so behind on everything. Like, everything ever.
Future Trunks is back.
Hasn't there been like Black Goku and stuff?
Yeah, Goku Black. Yeah. An evil Goku from the future who isn't Goku.
It's like insane. It's just got like... Dragon Ball Z's always been pretty crazy, but it's like... They've took every... Like, pulled out every stop.
Yeah. As we were recording, the next week's episode involves Beerus, Whis, and Goku going to Universe 10 to look for clues as to Goku Black's identity.
What do you mean, his identity? Aren't they just aware that it's Goku? Like,
they know it's not Goku. Because all he says all the time is, Par Saiyans, you Saiyans are useless. So it's like...
So is he not even a Saiyan?
No, he's not a Saiyan.
Oh...
I suspect by the time this episode comes out, we know what it is.
Self-hating Saiyan.
Interesting.
No, it appears that he's a Kai.
Oh, okay.
Who's possibly merged with... Because he's wearing one of those earrings.
Fusion earrings.
Yeah, fusion earrings. So he may have fused with the corpse of Goku or something.
Oh, dark.
Oh, yeah, that is dark.
It's cool, though.
I might start watching.
See, it sounds so exciting, but... To be honest, when I did start watching it again, it was so good.
Yeah, it's so good.
I don't think I'm that far behind with Dragon Ball Super, really.
No,
I've only been off a few weeks.
Yeah.
Like, 2 months.
You watched all the tournament, didn't you?
I think I had, like, one episode left. I think it was coming to the closure.
Yeah, you're not that far behind.
Yeah. Good.
Righty-ho. That ends this episode. I forgot to write an exit. God damn it.
You're like a hissing sound, like a snake.
Yes.
I know about the snakes.
I'm deflating at the shock that the exit blurb is for Let's Go JoJo, not the Dynamite in the Brain. I should look to see what the next week's episode is as well. That's it for this week's Dynamite in the Brain. Be sure to stay subscribed on iTunes, Stitcher, Player.fm, or your podcast aggregator of choice. Next time on Dynamite in the Brain, edit point as I go and look up what is happening next time.
What Dynamite. Is on? Will we have done the Amicon post?
Yeah, that's happened already.
Yeah.
Let me check the calendar.
Is it not Arabu, whatever it's called?
It could well be Welcome to Arabu's office.
That's the one. Little House Arabu. That sounds like something that would be.
Yes. So next week on Dynamite in the Brain, Welcome to Arabu's office. Goodbye.
Bye.
Your life's gone down the drain. Your body's wrecked with pain. There's just one thing to blame. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain.